The co-construction of objectives is a crucial step in the conduct of a coaching interview, particularly with LGBTQ+ individuals. This involves accompanying the individual in defining a clear and motivating course, in line with their deep aspirations and resources. It is a collaborative process where the coach and the coachee unite their expertise, the coaches in terms of coaching, and the coachees on their own life. For LGBTQ+ individuals who have often had to cope with the gaze and expectations of others, being fully involved in defining their objectives is particularly empowering. This allows them to reconnect with their authentic desires, sometimes set aside in favor of adapting to social norms. By listening to what resonates within themselves, they can then trace a more just and fulfilling life trajectory. The coach here has a role of facilitator and benevolent mirror. Through their open and curious questioning, they help the individual explore their aspirations, clarify their priorities, and identify the steps to get there. They ensure that the goals are aligned with the individual's values, a source of lasting commitment. If a transgender person aspires to come out at work, the coach will explore with them why this is important for them, what it would bring them to fully live who they are in their professional environment. The co-construction of objectives also involves considering the context and the realities of the person. This involves defining ambitious but achievable objectives, which take into account existing resources and constraints. For a non-binary person who wishes to use neutral pronouns, the coach will help them identify the spaces where this is possible at first, and the supports to rely on to gradually expand this circle. A vital tool for this co-construction is the formulation of SMART objectives: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. This allows shifting from a general aspiration to a concrete action plan. For example, rather than "I want to accept myself as gay," one could formulate "within 3 months, I want to have come out to my 3 best friends by organizing a one-on-one discussion with each." The coach ensures the correct calibration of these objectives to maintain motivation without generating excessive pressure. In this process, the coach is attentive to valorize the person's resources, identified beforehand, see submodule 7.7. Each goal is an opportunity to mobilize and strengthen these assets. For a lesbian who wants to get involved in an association, the coach will highlight how her listening and organizing qualities, already demonstrated in other spheres, will be valuable assets to meet this challenge. The co-construction of objectives is not limited to the individual sphere. It also incorporates a collective and societal dimension. For LGBTQ+ people whose rights and dignity are still too often violated, setting objectives can be an act of militancy, a way of affirming their legitimacy to claim their place. A gay man who decides to marry his partner, a queer person who creates a work of art to make their identity visible, contribute to shifting lines and representations. The coach can help to give meaning to these objectives by linking them to broader issues. Throughout this process, the coach makes sure to maintain a balance between support and autonomy. The aim is for the person to fully own their objectives, to be the driver and not the spectator. The coach is there to awaken possibilities, not to impose a direction. They cultivate the person's responsibility and power to act so that they become fully the author of their own future. This posture is expressed through horizontal and partnership communication. The coach positions themselves alongside the person, in a relationship of mutual trust and respect. They recognize the person's expertise on their own life, while bringing their expertise in terms of accompaniment to change. This alliance of knowledge is the key to a productive and meaningful co-construction. Of course, this co-construction is not a long, peaceful river. There can be moments of doubt, of questioning, of fear of the unknown. The coach welcomes these movements with kindness, as so many opportunities to clarify what is truly important. They help the person to tame uncertainty and to draw on their resources to move forward despite everything. Every obstacle becomes an opportunity to strengthen self-confidence and commitment to their choices. Throughout the sessions, the coach celebrates progress and accomplishments, however small. Every step toward the objective deserves to be recognized and valued. For LGBTQ+ people accustomed to having their differences highlighted, these positive feedbacks are essential for internalizing their legitimacy to succeed and flourish. The coach is the first ally of this success, in a posture of unconditional positive regard. In summary, the co-construction of objectives is a pivotal moment in coaching LGBTQ+ people. By defining together a course full of meaning and motivation, The coach and coachee lay the foundations for a journey towards greater fulfillment and self-assertion. For people who have long been constrained in their life trajectory, it is an opportunity to take back control over their existence and pave their own path. The coach, through their listening, questioning, and kind gaze, is a valuable companion in this journey towards a more free and authentic life. Together, in an alliance of expertise, they bring out the possibilities and transform aspirations into tangible realities. The co-construction of objectives then becomes a founding act of a new stage in life, under the sign of pride and self-fulfillment. Key points to remember. The co-construction of objectives is a collaborative process where coach and coachee unite their expertise to define a clear and motivating course, aligned with the person's deep aspirations and resources. For LGBTQ+ people, being involved in defining their objectives is empowering and allows them to reconnect with their authentic desires. The coach is a facilitator and a benevolent mirror who helps to explore aspirations, clarify priorities, and identify steps, ensuring that the objectives are aligned with the person's values. The co-construction takes into account the context and aims for ambitious but achievable goals. The formulation of SMART objectives helps to shift from a general aspiration to a concrete action plan. The coach values the resources of the person and shows how to mobilize them to reach each objective. Objectives can have a collective and societal dimension, like an act of militancy asserting their legitimacy to claim their place. The coach maintains a balance between support and autonomy so that the person appropriates their objectives and strengthens their power to act in a horizontal and partnership communication. Moments of doubt are welcomed as opportunities to clarify what is important. The coach helps to tame uncertainty and celebrates each progress. The co-construction of objectives is a founding act of a new stage in life under the sign of pride and self-realization for LGBTQ+ people.